This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1109, IELTS Sample Answers about advice and mistakes.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Do you give good advice? How well do you take advice? Today, you'll hear Band 9, Sample IELTS Speaking Part 2 and Part 3 answers about giving and receiving advice.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you? This is going to be fun. We're talking about advice today. Jessica, are you good at giving advice, taking advice?
I'm better at giving than taking. Definitely.
Me too.
I really love listening to people and I really love thinking about solving problems. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, these are things that my brain really enjoys doing. And I love having long talks with friends and thinking about the best ways they can feel good about themselves, about their life. You know what I mean?
That's such a good attribute in a friend. I love that.
But I'm not able to turn that on myself all the time. You know how we can be so kind to everybody else but ourselves? I think that's something I need to work on. What about you?
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I feel like I'm full of great advice for others, but often I should be taking my own advice and I just don't. Like, I'll look back and be like, I suggested someone else act that. Why didn't I? Why am I not taking my own advice?
I know, totally. So guys, this whole entire beginning chat here, these are great examples of how to talk about advice, a topic that comes up on IELTS, guys. That is what we're talking about today. We are going to provide a sample part 2 answer and also a couple sample part 3 answers. Remember, guys, that the topic of the part 3 questions is always related to the part 2 topic, okay? So if it's about advice and mistakes, right? That's what part 3 is going to be about as well. So let's get into it, Aubrey.
Yes.
I'm going to read the part 2 question. And remember, guys, this is totally spontaneous, okay? We have not even taken notes. We have not planned this in advance, all right? So this is all stuff that we're doing in the moment, just like you guys will have to do on the exam. So today's part 2 question is, describe a time you gave someone advice.
Oh, I've recently had a really difficult situation with one of my teenage daughters where she's basically been bullied at school and had some mean girls be terrible to her. And it's been rough. She's been emotional. She's really been struggling. So she and I had a sit down, a heart to heart. And I let her know, first of all, that high school is just a blip in the rest of your life. So really trying to help her put it into perspective, because right now it feels like the most important thing and it's never going to get better. And I hardly remember high school. The rest of my life has been so much longer, so much more important. So I want her to try and see that it's going to get better. Girls are going to be more kind after high school. You won't have to deal with this your entire life. And I think that's really helped. She's, you know, instead of feeling like the world is ending, my life is over, she is putting that into perspective and saying, you know what, it's okay, it's not the end of the world. And then she was able to get a job, which I also, this was advice I gave her as well. I counseled her to be busy, to not just be sitting around wishing she were invited to things, seeing on social media what friends are doing that she hasn't, you know, been able to attend and is sad about. So she got a job. She's been really crazy busy, which has been great for her. And not only that, she's making money. So she's able to go and do fun things. She's making new friends because she's able to go to the movies, go to the mall, go out to eat with new fun friends that are kind to her. So overall, it's been a huge improvement. And I'm really glad actually that she came to me for advice, because if we didn't have that close of a relationship and she went to another friend or, you know, someone who
Thank you.
See, I was running out of stuff to, I'm like, talk about why I'm glad she came to me.
I know. Part two, guys, 2 minutes can feel like a long time.
It's a long time.
Right? For certain topics. But that was fantastic. You know what? Before I point out some great phrases that you guys could also use in any answers about advice and or mistakes, or, you know, problems.
Yes.
I want to tell you real fast, Aubrey, that I actually was talking about your situation, the advice you gave your oldest daughter about this and the results and all of that. I was actually talking about that with another friend yesterday whose son is in middle school and having issues. Mm. So like, you are a role model as a parent for so many people. I'm spreading the good word of Aubrey far and wide.
Oh,
I just wanted
that.
To tell you
Thank
that.
You.
anyway, so guys, what can we take away from this? What can you guys use in your own answers? So a sit down, a heart to heart, that is a conversation you have with someone else in which you discuss vulnerable emotions and you tell perhaps brutal truths, but truths, right? A sit down, a heart to heart. You're like super honest with somebody and it can get emotional. A blip. It is a, once something is in perspective, it is a very short time. A blip on the screen, a blip in life. It means it is actually a very quick, short thing. The pronunciation of when you're quoting what your daughter would be thinking was amazing. This is a part two strategy, guys. Quoting other people makes for amazing pronunciation. So if you guys go back and listen to Aubrey's answer when you said, the world is ending, my life is over. And it's like this dramatic take on another person's thoughts, which I super loved. Instead of gave her advice, you said counseled her. So guys, listen to Aubrey's answer a couple times for sure. It was amazing. Okay. Now it's my turn to do part three.
Yes. Okay. Some follow-up part three questions. Ready?
Yes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
How important is it to get advice from other people when making decisions?
Oh, gosh, it can be everything, but it has to be from the right people. I think sometimes we are afraid of making our own decisions because then we will be the sole responsibility for our mistakes. And sometimes people before making their own decisions and thinking about what they truly want in their gut, listening to their own intuition, they'll put this onus on somebody else. And then if it's the wrong decision, they can like blame the other person. So I think this is a very tricky balance between trusting your own intuition and getting advice from other people. I think it is imperative to get others' advice if it is about something of which you know nothing. Like if I want to invest money, I don't know anything about that. I need to ask my brother who has experience. So I guess it's just knowing when to ask and when not to ask is important.
Nice. Oh man, so much great vocab. To say that something can be everything instead of just saying it is very important. This is a very idiomatic language we say that it can be everything. And then sole responsibility. And if you're about to say only, this is such a higher level. Students don't use this sole to mean only. So definitely take
such
note of that.
Such a great adjective,
so
right?
Good. Yes. And then to say that someone wants something in their gut, again, idiomatic language for they want it so badly, right? But such a better way to say that. They want it in their gut. And then
yes.
Onus. Use this band nine words, you guys. Put the onus on someone else means the responsibility, the blame, but such a higher level word. And they're just such great vocabulary, intuition, imperative. Listen to that answer again, you guys. Such high level vocab that could be applicable on so many speaking answers.
We're such band nine students today, you guys.
Right.
All right. Should we go for one more
question?
Let's
do one more. Another part three. Here we go. Why is it sometimes difficult to accept advice?
Again, like this is a multifaceted issue, right? So it's difficult to answer just like right away with one black and white definition of this. I mean, it could be because we're asking the wrong people. I mean, I mentioned in my previous response that we have to be careful who we are asking of advice. I think if it's someone, perhaps a friend, but perhaps someone who has made a lot of wrong choices. And you're like, how, look at your life. You're a hot mess. Like, I don't tell me what to do. I'm not going to listen to what you're saying. Sometimes it's like practice what you preach. If someone is telling me advice that they themselves don't follow, it's difficult for me to accept that from that person. You know, you have to see things in action. You have to have certain role models that you respect and go to really trust their advice. And also it's because what if this happens a lot? What if I have made my own decision, but I'm too afraid to accept that yet? Cause maybe it's a big risk. And so I ask someone else, and their advice is different than what I've already decided. And then I'm like, oh, but actually, no, I'm not going to do what you say because I've already decided in my own mind. So, I mean, there could be so many reasons why it's difficult to accept other people's advice. Those are just the two situations I could think of.
I love that answer. And really quick, before I give you feedback and point out all the amazing things you do, it reminded me so much of when you're in a restaurant and you already really know what you want, but you ask the server to suggest something and they suggest something and you still just order what you were already thinking. And it's kind
and
of awkward.
Like, that's gross.
Like, that's nice. That's what you like. I'm going to get the chicken parm.
I know. That's so funny. That is such a perfect example of that. And you're like talking to the server. You're like, what's good here? You know, like hoping for some guidance. And they're like, oh, the Brussels
steak.
Sprouts ravioli. And you're like, that's nasty. I want a hamburger. Thank you.
Right. Oh, well, I'll have a salad. Okay. So let's get into this. First of all, go back and listen, guys, to the first thing Jessica said, because it is an amazing filler phrase for any complex question about complex issues, which you're going to get some of these on part three. She said, this is a multifaceted issue, so it's difficult to answer because it's not black and white. High-level vocab, multifaceted, band nine adjective, idiomatic language, something not being black and white. Like, there's no right answer. There's no clear answer here. But this filler phrase could be used for any complex issue. If you need just a second to think about what you actually think, what you actually want to say in order to avoid pausing, keep your fluency score up, use this filler phrase. So good.
And students, think about, I mean, if you've taken the exam before, you've already practiced a bunch of, you know, part three answers. Think of how often you guys end up saying like, oh, it depends, or I'm not sure, or something like that. those two filler phrases could be used whenever right. you say it depends. Like, it's really a one-to-one replacement.
Yes. In fact, we'll have students on mock speaking tests repeat the same one over and over, you know,
totally.
It depends,
yeah.
or that's an interesting question. You can't be repetitive with these filler phrases. And if you're going to memorize a filler phrase, memorize one with high-level vocab, with idiomatic right? language, so that you're used to saying that perfectly to boost these other scores.
Right. How much better is multifaceted than interesting? I mean, right. if we're going to compare adjectives, you know what yeah. I mean?
One's like, been six, one's been nine.
Yes, exactly. A lot of students say, you know, that's an interesting question, but they say it at the wrong time for questions that are super boring. Like, what's your favorite color? That's an interesting question. It
no,
is not an interesting question, nor is it multifaceted. So like Aubrey said, I mean, we want to use amazing vocab, but make sure you're using it correctly.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So remember, if you have a question, you can email us at support@allearsenglish.com. And we want to remind you of the All Ears English app as well, guys. If you want to improve vocabulary, like a lot of the words that you learned in today's show, the All Ears English app allows you to choose keywords from the All Ears English episodes, listen with transcripts, and build your own vocabulary list, all on a little app, guys. Take it with you on your commute, and take it with you on the bus while you're, you know, walking outside, going for a run, doing laundry. This is an amazing resource, guys. It is available in the Android, Google Play, Apple stores, all the things, or just go to allearsenglish.com/app.
Awesome. Great answers today, Jess. Amazing.
You too.
Ben Nine.
Does anybody call you Aub? How do we shorten Aubrey?
Yes, my family calls me Aub.
Really?
There was another Aubrey in that was my same age, and her family called her Bree, so they called me Aub. I didn't mind. Hey, Aub. They still call me Aub.
I love it. That's adorable. It sounds robotic and like
yeah, kind
futuristic.
Of
I love it. Okay. All right, Aub. I can't do it. It doesn't sound natural. I'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right. See you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.